What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Red Dye. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Out to Jay from the Just Say Words pod. He inducted What is TWS podcast into the Pod Dealers Network. So we're excited to be working with our brother and a yes, few sir. Other people out here pushing great content. Again, that's Pod Dealers Network. You know, the mantra is if we all collaborate, we don't have to compete. Shout out to Jay.
We all
pod
win.
Dealers. We all win. Peace.
All right, welcome back to another episode of What is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flan. And joining me in our new fucking, what is this, pod cave?
It's a space, nigga. We here.
It's my boy, Rich Nerd.
Yo.
We are the White Pants Society, and this is like episode 120.
120 episodes?
120 episodes. We have gone from the living room table to makeshift home studios to now we're in a professional grade podcasting studio, video and everything. Getting ready to launch this TV show. Let me get the water off.
Yeah, it ain't.
That they ain't cut no check.
God and determination.
Gotta keep the label on the other side because
we ain't getting no money from them. They ain't ready.
But if
y'all want to give us some money,
because it is fresh as fuck,
you can get your logo right there.
It's been a hell of a journey. We was just out on location shooting yesterday for the show.
Yeah. A lot of good content, too. So I'm excited about that.
Again, I tell you people, like, if you ever want to feel what it's like to just, like, have pure, unadulterated power, walk into a business with a professional-grade video camera and watch people just, like, get out their way, nigga. We don't know what they doing, but they look serious, and they done plugged in a lot of cables.
Yeah, and it went from two black men toting a bunch of bags they might be famous.
If there was ever a moment to call the police,
it was that.
We wasn't selling water or barbecue or nothing. We was coming in there with ballistic grade cases.
I would have thought one of the cases, the one for the tripod, was so long it could have been a sniper rifle. It wasn't, but it could have been a sniper rifle. You don't know what
we just walked in and started
ballistic cases, like you said, and everything. Alright, cool. We appreciate the love.
True power. But yeah, since there's been a lot going on, this is probably going to be a real unscripted, off the top of the dome episode, just because there's been so much going on, trying to keep track of doing the podcast and doing the television show at the same time.
We're creating so much content at this point, and it's literally just Flan and I creating this content. It's overload. So we've been writing a lot.
I feel like you just being in a I have no idea what's going on in the world right now. I got a few things I think we're going to talk about today, but beyond
I'm with you. I haven't had a good chance to look at a lot of news or just follow anything, but we got this.
We got it. All right, so let's catch y'all up on what we've been up to. We had a fellow podcaster / YouTuber / game enthusiast / self-described nerd.
Yep. Geek, shout out. Yeah. Shout out to the Grizz.
We had the Grizz out here.
Dakota, aka Dakota Griswold.
Right. We had him. We had him on deck. Took him to get some barbecue. Took him out with Rudy's. Yeah.
He was loving that Texas barbecue.
Yeah. And then we had a good game night that we planned on recording, but due to some catastrophic equipment failure. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you know what? I gave us a chance to bond, so to speak. Had a lot of fun actually gaming, video gaming. Had to switch out the PS4, the Xbox One. So we had a good time meeting new people, networking. So that was a real plus.
I mean, it was a great conversation. We had a really, really dope conversation with Dakota and everybody that came out. I just spent large periods of the night not knowing what the fuck y'all was talking about. And just like, I smiling and nodding. Just like, pizza here yet, Rich? Pizza here yet, Rich? Okay.
So basically, it was a real gaming convention at the crib, basically. My cousin came out. Dakota Griswold, and he heads up GNGU, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United on YouTube. Check him out. And basically, we just had all of the gamers come through. And I don't know if you know, Flan and I play games, but we're not gamers.
You
play
games. Right, okay.
You know what I mean? It's a difference. Yeah, we play games, but we're not gamers. I'm not a gamer. By any means. I can't claim that. So when they got in there, and if you have a conversation about Mario Kart, I could jump in.
I could follow.
Something old school. Throw some Turok, some Mario. I'm with you. But they went on like E3. Did you see the conference? And this is
throwing out hype. What was the hyper accelerator?
Hyper accelerator country pixelated V. I know what's going on.
I walked away with like a few things. I looked up what Dead Cells was, and I'm like, that's just not my type of game. I did cop Wolfenstein after that, and I've been playing Wolfenstein and New Colossus on Switch ever since.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a very dope first person shooter, and I think they did a great job porting that to the Switch. But other than that, I didn't know what the fuck y'all was talking about. I will say, I really didn't think I was that good in Mario Kart until I just destroyed it. There's another group of people that realized they cannot fuck with me on Mario Kart. Listen, I don't understand what it is.
We had this game night, and we had one caveat. We don't care what happened. Somebody got to beat Flan and Mario Kart.
I can't possibly be this good. Do they have
I can't possibly be that bad.
Do they have like a competitive league for Mario Kart?
I'm sure they do.
I should go somewhere and dominate. I need to take my skills
on the road.
I need to get paid for this kind of.
It was good. Flan definitely. I'll admit it. He dominated at Mario Kart.
It's the only thing I can dominate at.
Yeah, I gotta get my skills up. I gotta start practicing more. But then we played that Smash clone.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was,
Brawlout. Something?
Yeah, it was Brawlout. But yeah, overall, like so we had the game night, and it was more for networking. It was more for brotherhood, and overall, it was more of a just a guys night, chill, have fun. So
and that's one of the things I think I took away from it is that when you start doing something like this, like, you know, when you start doing something creative or something that's really just kind of like self-expression, you really never know, who's listening and what impact your words might have on a particular person.
Oh, yeah.
It puts a lot of, it gave me a lot of like, encouragement to keep doing what we're doing. It also puts like a lot of pressure on you. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you a role model now.
It's like, have you ever been doing something naturally? Like you've been in the kitchen just like killing it. And then as soon as somebody be like, man, you make the best gumbo, make that again. Now all of a sudden.
Yeah, that self-conscious streak in the back of your head. It's like, damn.
Did I do two pinches of salt or three? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's the trick for us. We started out, doing this for the love. But we're to the point where like we love it so much and we're having so much that we're trying to make this something. We make it a career. But now it's so much more that goes into it. So
it's like, it's like being funny and then somebody saying be funny.
Yeah.
Like what? Huh?
Yeah, regular conversations. If y'all ever got the chance to sit in on a Flan and Rich conversation, it's some funny shit. Like your face will be hurting, but you also come out of that shit and like enlightened. Like it's good. But the minute somebody says, be subjective, make me laugh, be funny. Tell me about some controversy. You're like,
I don't know. So somebody like, what should we talk about?
Oh no,
crickets.
Yeah, like it's not coming naturally. So that's the trick. I think that's been the trick for us because now we're creating so much content and producing so much, not forgetting the love and where that came from.
But that was the great thing about having that group, all together, is that it did turn into a really organic conversation.
Oh yeah,
and it's just great, man. I wish we would have captured some of that stuff because it was great points being thrown around. But we will have those people back. We'll have Dakota on the show. I'm looking forward to getting my gamer creds up so I can go on his show and at least know what's being talked about.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to be lost.
I can't smile or nod on the podcast. Y'all won't know I'm there.
Yeah.
I got to say some shit.
But shout out to GNGU and I'm happy that we had that gamers/guys night. It was much needed.
All right, so back to yesterday, we went out and did some filming on location at the Oasis Barrel Room here in Austin, Texas. And that is like an insanely dope
Oh yeah, that location. Venue. Yeah, I love that venue.
The venue is beautiful. It's just a fun place to be. Food is good. You know, drinks and everything are good. It's a great place to be. But it was just so weird, like taking the show on the road. Like when do these podcasts and stuff. Like you said, we've been doing it from our living room table or from home studios. Like we can have these conversations because we really are in like a safe space. Like we in the comfort of our own homes and an enclosed room and in this dark you know, fucking room like this. But it's like going out on the road and being in the middle of a restaurant with a camera.
It was a lot.
And everybody looking at you
because
you
got a camera. It was a lot.
And it's having to have the same kind of conversation we would have if it was just the two of us. Like that was a learning experience. Yeah. That was different.
It was a lot. It was fun though. And the tricky part was, to your point, having like these deep, in-depth conversations, and we've having these interesting conversations. And then watching everybody like walking by us and like they're, you know, eavesdropping and like listening in and ear hustling and like they're listening, shaking their heads and like they're nodding along. And it's like, you almost want to nod back. It's like, oh, you almost got me. I ain't going to do it.
Right.
It was a couple times
where like I would be like following somebody or like I got to look at the footage and see how many times, I was over here and I was over there. Mm-hmm. Like I'm having a conversation with this person, but you can't see them.
Exactly. You know? But overall, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
It was crazy. It just, man, like, if anything, like, if people listen to this podcast, you disagree with it, you love it, you hate it, whatever, it's boring, I don't, whatever you think, like, just understand, like, this came from nothing. So all it does is reinforce to me that there is nothing to stop you from doing anything.
Exactly.
Just doing it. Like, when we were sitting down there with that USB mic, and three people at a table with one mic trying to record on a laptop. Trying to find a perfect spot to catch everybody. And now, you know, we set up several $1,000s worth of equipment at the Oasis yesterday.
Recording live shows and shit. It's wireless, crazy.
We got wireless mics and shotgun mics. And
We've come a long way.
Come a long way.
I appreciate the journey, though.
I mean, it just took that first leap of faith. It just took that moment where you decided to go from talking about doing it to actually doing it.
And I'll give this word of advice to anyone out there trying to, you know, come up with something, do something for yourself, whether it's a super creative or not, like whatever it is, just do it. You know, don't spend too much time, you know, killing time trying to say, you know, I gotta do this in the most perfect manner and the perfect way.
I gotta set up the way I want it.
Yeah.
And I wanna do this and I wanna do that.
Sometimes you gotta just jump in, that's what we did. We were trying to do all of that planning, and the more we were planning, the more time was getting away from us, and you're so far removed from the original energy that you start to fall back and you start to doubt yourself. You know, sometimes you gotta jump in and go full speed ahead, and I think that's what we did.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and we're just continuously able to feed off of each other's energy.
So with that said, this first episode of the show is not the full, complete vision.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's good content, people, but I hope you see where we're trying to go.
Listen, like we said, we started the first episode of the podcast with a USB mic and a laptop in the middle of a living room table. With 3-4 people sitting there.
Yeah.
Starting a TV show just the same. We don't know what we're doing. But we got our producer behind us. We got the full power, the Austin Film Society and the Austin Public Access behind us. So we're full speed ahead. We're just trying to get this content created. We're going to continue to learn as we go. And pretty soon we'll be on a TV screen near you.
Yeah. So. And quick PSA before we go to our first call to action. Dear police, I am a white woman. I'm gonna make that official. So on camera, you heard it here first, people. I am a white woman. I identify as a white woman.
Listen, that is, you know what? We're going out to eat after this, right?
Yeah.
We might go do some. Listen, I'm gonna let the white woman order. Ain't gonna be no spitting here in my food. Listen.
I fuck around and call the police on you. Hey, yo, let's pay some bills real quick.
All right.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, TTCharities.org. Please check out my brother Tavares Taylor's website and his charity. Donate anything you can, time, money, clothes, books, whatever they need at the moment. They're doing a lot of work for Flint, Michigan, and a lot of work for our youth and our people in general. So again, TTCharities.org. Even if all you can donate is a repost or a retweet, every little bit helps.
Let's be our brother's keeper. TTCharities.org. Thanks.
All right, Rich. So I wanted to discuss this because, you know, we've talked about it in past episodes. I think we both right now are boycotting the NFL this year.
Yeah, not watching. Not watching.
Not watching anything. I do catch up, like, on scores and highlights via Bleacher Report afterward, but I'm not watching any games on NFL Network. I'm not doing my Sunday Ticket. I'm not playing fantasy football. Really disengaged. Kind of hard.
Yeah.
Kind of hard. You know, luckily, everything we've been doing with the podcast and the show is kind of keeping me distracted.
Keep you so busy that it's like, yeah.
But I did want to talk about, like, first of all, both of us still have people around us that either don't understand our reason for boycotting.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy. And, like, they just don't respect it at all. Like, you still get the questions like, hey, man, you see the game last week?
Remember last week when you asked me if I watched the game? And I was like, I'm boycotting. I'm not watching. And then you was like, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. And then you going to ask me the same question again. Yeah,
same question. Same deal right now.
Still the same season.
Still the same season.
That I'm not watching.
All right. So we actually did this week, you know, so the whole reason that we're boycotting is behind that the kneeling rule, which I do understand is not being enforced right now while they discuss it with the Players Association and try to come to some sort of agreement. But it's just the fact that you get the overwhelming feeling from the NFL that rather than support a cause that seems to be near and dear to the majority of the people who make you your money.
Oh, yeah.
You'd rather, you know, abide by the whims of a president who's made himself out clearly to be a racist. You're more afraid of him than you are of the guys who actually have built what you make your money off
exactly.
of. Like, these are the soldiers that are out there fighting on the front line that make you your money. And something is bothering them, and you're like, nah.
I'm good.
Y'all do what I tell you to do anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, but anyway, we had some people kneel in the preseason already. And so your boy, 45, I ain't even going to do that to you. He's not your boy. But I ain't going to do that to you. I like one of the players, people that will no longer refer to him as the president. One of the players is now referring to him as the man who won the election. So I like that. I think I'm going to run with that.
Where's the lie?
I mean, where's the lie? So the dude that won the election decided to go back to Twitter. I don't know why he still has a Twitter account. But what did he want to say about players this time? Matt, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their outrage at something most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love, Trump stated. He also then tweeted, be happy, be cool. A football game that fans are paying so much money to watch and enjoy is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to players anyway. Find another way to protest, stand proudly for your national anthem, or be suspended without pay. Now, one, it's a false statement. Yeah. According to the CBA, the players make 47% of the money that is made at those football games. So they do not make the majority of the money that comes out of those football games. Two, when will people get it through their thick skulls that a protest is supposed to irritate you? I can't Rich, if you doing some shit I don't like and I decide to protest by sending you some ribeyes, fuck, that's not how the protest works.
All I gotta do is piss this nigga off and get some ribeyes?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
You protest by doing something that's gonna, you know, that's gonna irritate some people, that's gonna ruffle some feathers. And I don't understand, as far as we've gone into this protest, why the object of the game is still just stop protesting, not let's address why you're protesting.
Yeah.
Like, can we just get to the point where you realize the protest is not going to stop, the players are not stopping, now you have fans boycotting as well. Mm-hmm. Can we get past...
And have the conversations that need to be had.
Like, can we, and then that whole idea that, you know, players are doing this who cannot clearly define what the outrage is. Like, no, you can't. You don't understand, and you refuse to understand.
It's the same rhetoric. They keep going back to where we're disrespecting. Well, they're disrespecting the flag.
It has nothing to do with the fucking flag.
It doesn't. And the flag is waved for support. The people died for that flag to give people the right to do what they're doing right now.
Exactly.
So I saw that one, but then I saw this other tweet. The guy who won the election said at least 24 players kneeling this weekend at NFL stadiums that are now having a very hard time filling up. I mean, that's their fault. Like, what are you going to do? Start this conversation?
Again, I want to check those numbers.
Yeah, I don't believe that. The American public is fed up with the disrespect the NFL is paying to our country, our flag, and our national anthem. Weak and out of control.
First of all, he don't speak for me. I feel like I'm the American public, and I'm fed up with the disrespect that the NFL is paying to their players. The NFL is paying to a large majority of their fan base. These are the men and women that make you your money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, they're women there too. But the men on the field who make you their money are saying that shit is happening in this country that makes me uncomfortable, that makes me so upset that I am willing to make this public display that I know is going to draw the ire of thousands around me to remind you that the shit is still going on.
Exactly. And then here he goes. He gets them confused again. To your point, like you just said, it's not the NFL. Players in the NFL are choosing to individually protest in a band of solidarity. The NFL is trying to fine them, even though right now those fines are suspended, like you said. But the NFL is not trying to do anything in a show of support. In fact, they're on his side. Now I wonder what
he wants the NFL to take a more strict stance, to start suspending players without pay, to start suspending players for the year if they do it too many times.
Could you imagine you show up for work and they say, hey, if you don't repeat the national anthem, respect the national anthem, you're fired, you go home, you're not going to get paid today. Like, that's goes completely in the opposite direction and a slap in the face in what the American way is.
I mean, they are a business, and I had this conversation with somebody on Facebook. They are a business. They're an entity. They're well within their rights to tell their players that these are the rules that we abide by. This is what we want. You have to do this, or you cannot be a part of this organization. They're well within their rights doing that, and I think we just got to call them to task. The players are going to continue to do it, it seems, and they're either going to have to do. They either have to, follow through on these threats and see what happens with their fan base, see what happens with the people, who pay them the money, or they're going to have to back down. It's one of the two. But I think this is what a protest is. We're trying to create an impasse. We're trying to create a moment where you got to choose one or the other. You got to choose to continue doing what you're doing and see what those consequences are going to be, or to look at what we're asking and see if we can try to fix that. But the goal is to get here. The goal is to get to this impasse, and a decision have to be made. Yeah. Now,
like I said, all they had to do was just have the conversation. They rather tiptoe around it. Nobody wants to have the conversation, and this is where we're at.
But stop telling people how to protest. Like, that's the dumbest shit ever to me. Like, you can't tell nobody how. Like, don't get on my nerves. Like, if you want to protest, just do something that don't bother me. That's not a protest, man. And then how are we all concerned about football players kneeling when the fucking alt-right just marched through D.C. this week?
Yeah, crazy. I don't even know how that happened. All right, so since we're talking about sports and we're talking about politics, it's a few things that I want to talk about, and it goes back to Trump. So three things. LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Three things I want to talk about, and then we can go into it.
Yeah, so that LeBron James. They had some dumb shit to say about him, too.
LeBron James. Sports figure, opened up a school.
Yeah.
Did it just so he could smack that lady in the face verbally, not literally, but you know what I mean. Then he releases a book. The book is called "Shut Up and Dribble," because she told him, "Shut up and dribble."
Right.
Then he has a conversation, an interview with Don Lemon, that Trump then feels like he has to talk about. So which one of these you want to tackle first?
Let's start with the good news. Let's start with the school. Like Trump, fuck Trump. God, the man that got elected, but that's not even who I'm talking about. LeBron opens this school, and like there was free uniforms. Free bike.
Bicycles, helmets.
Yeah. What is it? And every student that graduates... Free tuition to
Free tuition,
the Akron Community College, mm-hmm. or whatever.
like open access to the food pantry for the child and their family.
Yeah,
free lunches in school, out of school, like
free lunch, breakfast.
You, and no matter what you, you can't feel, hate on you there is no way
you can't hate.
You
on
can
it.
Hate on this, and
can't hate on it.
Granted, it's a public school, so the public, the taxpayers do have to fund this to a certain extent. But taxpayers have been funding, you know, public schools anyway. Only this one is doing hella shit.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
it's a charter school. They get a portion of their money from the school system, and another portion has to come privately, which I'm guessing
So that's what I was about
LeBron
to say. His foundation, they ponied up instant out of all of the money they've already put up to get this started. Then it's like, okay, every year, you know, out of whatever's needed, automatic $2 million. Take that $2 million. Plus the government kicks in what they have to kick in, and then we're gonna do drives, sales, whatever we gotta do to put in more. I'm gonna come out of my own pocket. Like didn't he just send like 45 kids full scholarship to school? Come on, bro.
Crazy.
No matter what, you can't hate on this man. You can't hate on his philanthropy. It's crazy. Hey,
so but your boy
found a way.
My fault. Let me stop calling him your boy. The man that got elected, like
found a way.
Like, but without facts. Just on some. If I say something negative about a person, I know I have a bunch of people who are ready to hop on negativity. Like, he's created this environment where, like you got folks just ready to chomping at the bit to be angry about some shit. You know, and all he has to do is give you some, just point, him. And then.
Exactly.
And people will go. Like, no factual information in that. All he said was he called Don Lemon the dumbest man on the planet and said that somehow he made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. So he called them both stupid. Yeah. In the same tweet, I like Mike. You know, try to. It's just a. How is this man functioning in what used to be the most prestigious and powerful position?
It's crazy.
In the world,
it's crazy. And so before we dive into the next one, because our time is almost up. The reason why he said he liked Mike, and I'm pretty sure I know why he said that, is because that rumor going around that Michael Jordan. Invest in prisons, and he's a huge Republican, and he's giving all his money to imprisoning all of our youth and our African American youth, and blah 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 blah. Let the record show once again, Michael Jordan has invested millions into the American penal system, but that was a Caucasian man named Michael Jordan, a lawyer. Not Michael Jordan, number 23, number 45 from the Chicago Bulls and Washington Bullets. It wasn't that guy. It wasn't Mike. It was a different guy. Just so I put that out there.
I still hate Mike. And if just based off this school thing alone, LeBron's better. I don't want to hear shit. Don't say shit about rings to me ever again. Fuck a ring. How many kids he sent to school?
Man, it is what it is. Like I said, Trump, I don't want to say nothing else about 45 this episode. Can't stand that man. Shout out to LeBron, the We Promise School.
I'm not a LeBron fan.
You can't knock his philanthropy. I'm not even going to talk about him as a player. LeBron as a man, LeBron as a father, LeBron as a philanthropist. He's doing his thing. Shout out to LeBron and everything that he's doing for the culture, doing for the community right now. It's well needed. We need people like him to continue to give back and the fashion that they do. You know, we got to give back.
All right, one more thing, one more PSA. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do another PSA before we go pay these bills. I swear to God, if kids start carrying purses instead of backpacks, somebody gets fucked up. You heard
that's
it here
that,
first.
You know who we blaming? Little Uzi. Little Uzi Vert. I saw him on I watch Complex, the shoe shopping, sneaker shopping with Complex. And he showed up. He was talking about his Louis Vuitton bag. I was like, oh, you got that new Louis, but it was a purse. It was like a purse.
I seen it's a freestyle with ASAP Rocky and I can't think of the other weird dude, but yeah, he like twice in the freestyle he's like, it's not a purse, it's a satchel.
A satchel is something totally different.
Satchel is slang for purse.
I have a satchel.
That drink was turquoise.
I have an actual satchel. Oh no, but it's not no little turquoise.
It was a clutch. It was like a clutch.
No, I don't got a clutch. Zipper. I got a satchel.
Fucking purse
from J. Crew. Wax canvas. It was a real bag.
And that's
I'm gonna post a picture of it.
That's
here.
No diss. That's no diss. ASAP. I don't want no rap beef. I'm just saying a purse is a purse.
I don't want the smoke.
I'm just saying a purse is a purse. Like if you man enough to rock a purse, more power to you. But just not. Let's not call it a purse.
All right, we're gonna get out of here.
Let's go pay these bills real quick.
Real quick, the press conference after game one, was that a purse or
a purse? Purse. All day, every day.
LeBron rocks purses. They think they can too. It is what it is. Let's pay these bills. All right, all for all those gamers out there, check out GNGU, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United. My man Aaron has started up this YouTube following. All gaming, all the time, from gameplay to reviews, the conversations, or just a little bit back and forth and tutorials to help you out. Check out GNGU on YouTube, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United.
Oh, yeah. And we back. This one is for the grown and petty. For this new segment, which we call Petty Lessons, we're going to go through and chronicle some of the situations that you people go through, and we're going to help critique your petty. We're going to grow your petty. Whatever level you was at coming in, you're going to be petty level 1,000 going out. So with all that said, Rich, what we got today?
y'all don't know how hard it was to hold that one. Pause. That, y'all don't know.
All right.
So welcome to Petty Lessons.
Petty Lessons.
You know, like J Money said, Mr. Flan, on this segment, we going to basically teach you how to up your petty. All right, so this first submission comes
petty
to
game
us.
Pop.
This first submission comes to us out of Dallas, Texas. She wrote in. She said, basically, she's ready for marriage. He isn't.
Pop that question.
What can she do to get him on the same page? Now, she says she's already started doing, like, little petty things. You know, so, like, do the laundry. You know, I'll wash his clothes, but I'm not going to put him away. You know, he'd be like, babe, you know, why you didn't fold my clothes, too? You know, I felt like something a wife would do. No, she'll cook dinner, you know, but, you know, won't make him a plate. You know, babe, I'm hungry. You know, what happened? Well, you know what? That's feels like something a wife would do. So what can we tell her to up her petty quotient to the max in order to get him to see, like, either he needs to step it up or he going to lose a good thing?
All right, so here's the wrinkle I want to add into that so people understand where I'm going with this petty suggestion. All right. So I remember talking to you about this, you know, before we started recording, and when she talks to him about marriage, like, his excuse or his reasoning behind it is, time's just not right. I want to do it, but I want us to be in the right situation.
Yeah, you know, I want to exactly. I'm going to be financially ready. I want to be able to take care of you. I want to be able to get us this home. You know, all of the typical things that you pull up Google, why my man don't want to get married, and all the stuff that he's going
to
say.
So the first thing that came to my mind, Rich, because I see what she's doing, and these are very petty. Mm-hmm. This is very petty. This is beautifully petty. I want to first applaud the petty, Rich. This is dope. Let's applaud the petty. Get some applause sound effect right there. But this can backfire because two can play that game. Two can, you know, you can go back and forth with this and be like, I only paid my bill, my cell phone bill this month because paying the family plan seems like something.
That's another level.
Yeah, I'm saying this could go back and forth. Yeah. This could get ugly and just be unnecessary. I'm gonna tell you where she can go with this that there is no response to. Go ahead and make him dinner. Put his clothes away. Do all them wifely things, you know. Just give him a night, a week maybe, mm-hmm. of just like pure like wifely heaven. I'm taking care of you. I got the house. I got the kids. You know, whatever you need. Here's a cold bill. When you come in the house, I already made you a sandwich. Give him all that beautiful stuff. And then when he is in that beautifully romantic, lovely mood from all this pampering and catering, mm-hmm. and he tries to go ahead and make that move, go ahead and slide in the home, you hit him with the, I want to, but I just want things to be perfect. I want to be as wet as possible. I want to be able to put it on you right. My hip been hurting a little bit all week. I need some time. My knees are not exactly where I want them to be. I don't got my nails painted right now. My panties ain't. I give them all the, mm-hmm. like, it's just not perfect. Like, I just want it to be perfect, but it might take me a year or two to get there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You good, though, right, boo? You good.
You're going to be all right, though. Like, we can still make it through this. Like, you still, because you got everything else, right? You got everything mm-hmm. else. We living together. Why we need to put a ring on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, right, so that's what I'm saying.
That's next level.
That to me would be like, if you want to take it to petty 1,000, treat him like a king. And in the moment, I just want it to be perfect.
That's good.
The sheets is wrinkled, babe. Like, it's just not, you know? just fuck around with him for no apparent reason. That to me, because niggas will come around on some shit like that. It's like Chris Rock said, like if you wanna stop crime, you don't gotta get rid of the bullet. You don't gotta get rid of the guns. Just charge $1,000 a bullet.
Oh yeah.
And then niggas will get educated, go to school. They'll figure out something to get to them bullets. Yeah, you know. You put him on the I don't want to do it till it's perfect situation. Mm-hmm. He'll figure out something to alleviate that situation. He might find a way to come around.
Man, that's petty.
It's petty, you know. And I know it's gonna be some guys out there like you're breaking the bro code, like you know you're teaching women how to go to places they're not supposed to go. I understand, dude, but you know, I'm petty enough to support any petty, regardless of the gender.
Petty recognized. And so, for any of you out there who have not tuned in yet, and you want to question Dr. Flan's petty degree, I'm going to let y'all in on something. Had a dinner party at my house a hot 6 months ago, right? Dinner party at the house. This man's wife signs up for a 5K. Signs up for a 5K, I think.
10K.
10K. That's even worse. Signs up for a 10K. Mind you, his wife goes to the gym on a regular basis, doing her cardio, got the trainer, boot camps, all that. And somehow, I don't know how we got to this, she mentions the 10K, that the family's going to do this 10K. And she says, basically, but Jared's out of shape, so I'm going to beat him. I'm going to win this 10K. My immediate first thought was, oh, shit.
She ain't understand how my petty works.
She don't know what she done did. And everybody's looking at me like, what? I'm like, do you know who you're married to? He's going to win this race off the strength of petty. This man has not been in a gym. We've been eating all types of brisket, chicken, tacos every single week. Not working it off. But off the strength of that little 10-second comment, he's going to win this race. Yeah. And then, what y'all think happened? This man, and he took the baby. They took the running stroller.
The stroller, yeah.
He ran a 10K with the baby, pushing the stroller.
Hey, it was. I was on my 50 Cent, nigga. It was win or die trying. Nigga.
Man, listen.
It was one of the two.
When I tell you, like I told them that night, petty wins races.
Petty win. Petty energizes. I'm gonna tell you
petty
how I went. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I went to it. We out there, you know. I got the stroke. First of all, so I took off and I was feeling good. So I got out ahead of her pretty good, and I'm like, you know, I got a little cocky. I got in my feelings. Like, yeah, this is gonna be a cakewalk. She wasn't ready, you know, because we both used to run, and I've always been faster than her. It's just that, you know, after the baby came, I quit, and she been trying to get back. So. I'm out. I'm feeling good. I got the stroller. Then I hit about that 3 mile point because the 10K is 6.2. So I hit about that 3 mile point, and that's when you know reality set in.
Yeah.
Like this is not what I thought it was gonna be. And she came trotting past me, and that was enough. Like that energized me immediately. Like all right, boom, boom, boom. I gotta get back to running. I think I had started walking at that point. I gotta get back to running. And then after that, I was just on my. I had a strategy and plan in mind. Like you said, she had no idea the monster that she had unleashed. Like, in my mind, all I had to do was cross the finish line before her. And I had a strategy to do it. I didn't have to beat her by a large distance or a large amount of time. She just said she was going to beat me.
She got
to
make it across the line.
And I had to make sure, I had to make her alive. So, nigga, if I tell you, and she asked me, you want me to take the bait? No.
I got this.
So when I beat you,
there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
No excuse.
Like, this is... Everything I did that day was driven off of pure pettiness. Like, just pure spite. Like, nigga, I'm dying. Like, I'm slowly dying out here in this Texas heat.
Petty wins races, y'all.
Petty wins races. So I stayed close enough to her for, like, the second half of the race that I know I got a good kick. Like, that last, like, 400 meters. Like, you can't beat me.
Kick in, it's over.
So that's all that was in my mind. Like, I got to stay within this amount of distance of her until we hit that turn going into the finish line. And I got this. And that's exactly what I think. And I think it started to get good to her. She was ahead of me. She probably looked back one last time. I was still walking. And she was like, oh, okay, I got this. And then that turn came.
It's over.
I think I crossed the finish line like 200ths of a second.
It counts.
Petty counts.
Listen, petty counts.
Petty count.
All right, so before we get out of here, I got one more submission that came in, and it's going to be a quick one. We got like 5 minutes. Girl wrote in. She said basically she had a falling out with her parents when she was in school, when she was a kid, and she was basically living on her own. Ended up meeting the guy that she's still with now. Guy that she was with helped put her through high school. She was basically one of those private, like, charter schools. She had to pay fees. You know, he worked, paid all her fees, put her through school. Right? She gets out of school, goes to college, decides that she wants to be a lawyer. Once again, the guy she's with, the boyfriend who's now her husband, you know, works two jobs. He's a trucker, sanitation worker, picking up odd jobs here and there, pays her way through college. She's now graduated. She has a law degree. And her question is, basically, how does she now tell him that she doesn't want to be with him? Because he's not on the same level as her. You know, she's a lawyer. You know, she's well-to-do. She's a figure of society. And he's just, you know, a trucker and a maintenance man. Like, you know, what can she do to let him know that she doesn't want to be here? Like, he's not good enough for her.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, that's he... I'm torn because, you know, part of me is like, this is a petty challenge. And then there's the other part of me is like, can you support, can I get behind this kind of petty? Like, this is fucked up.
That's what, see, my original thing was, what can I do to help him say, fuck you to her?
That would be the side.
I feel like that's where our powers and services are more needed.
Are more needed.
What can he do?
He needs some help.
He went broke to get her a law degree, and now she's like, you're not good enough. What can he do to be like, you know what? It's not even worth it. Because it's no turning back now. She got it.
Yeah. He can't take it back.
What can he do?
What can he do? He needs to be the one to leave. Like, he needs to be the one to just...
To leave her, right?
To leave her. Like, and leave her on some...
You not good enough.
Right. There you go. And do it with like a real nondescript chick. Like some, just meet some shit on the street and just bring it in the house. Be like, babe, you know, I'm sorry. I feel like I need to move to the next level with somebody who, you know, who is more on my level. And it just be some bum bitch. Just confuse the fuck out of her. Like, what? Huh? I thought, and she might even, cause you know, there's that thing with women where, like, it's with all people, but I'm going to put it on women because I'm a dude where I don't want you, but I don't want you not to want me.
Yep.
Like, I'm not on your level. You're not on my level, so you should want me, and I shouldn't want you.
But exactly.
The moment you flip it, like, nah, bitch, you're not on my level. Like,
Here we go.
And I think these little scallywags is on my level. And watch a lawyer become a thought like that.
Bald headed scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back. You ever heard that one?
Is that a New York thing?
It might be a New York thing. Everybody was singing that one back in the day.
So you always gotta flip it. As soon as somebody say they don't want you, see you not wanting them, drive them crazy.
Man, I agree with that. Yeah, he needs to cut it. And,
you need to cut it.
Boy, you need to cut it. Yeah, because he needs to be the one to let go of her, and she can't let go of him.
If he wants to be petty, he got to, you know.
He got to do it right.
Petty means hurting yourself, son. I damn near died that day. You know what I'm saying? Petty means hurting yourself, so you're going to have to go find you're going to have to find you a little dumpster baby and bring her around and, you know, and parade that as your next level chick.
You got to do it sometime.
Now, I'm not saying you gotta fuck her or not. I'm just saying you gotta. You might have to wine and dine, a crackhead, you know, for a bit. Man. And just to be like, this is what I think of your life. I think this chick is.
Listen, all in the name of petty. Petty hurts sometimes.
But you gotta be mad sincere about it. Like, you can't. You gotta get your acting lessons going. Like, you gotta be mad. You gotta be real about it. Because that's gonna be an easy one to be like, ah, nigga, you bullshit. Now, you gotta fix this joint. Like, man. You might have to put a ring on it. You need to check the annulment laws wherever you are, because you might have to quick elope and marry this joint and then figure out a way out of it afterward.
All right, bro. You heard it.
You're going to have to be mad serious about this.
Heard it here first. That was the petty lesson. How to Get Rid of a Reverse Gold Digger.
Yeah, I can't support that petty. Like, if somebody built you up, if somebody put you on the level that you on, and then you like, nah, you not on my level.
Yeah,
I can't help you.
Yeah, but listen, Uncle Ben said it. With great power comes great responsibility, and we need to use our petty for good, bad, bad, good, to for good deeds of bad.
Man, hurt people, man. Listen, this is what we do. This is what we do. Hurt people.
Listen.
All right, and this has been Petty Lessons with
Petty Lesson.
A Flan and Rich production.
Yeah.
Stay petty. Brother Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. Ladies, it's the summertime. I'm telling you, tracks, glue, and sweat don't sound like the most attractive combination. You need to refresh them bundles, and you can't get a better deal than CelebrityHairCorp.com. Free shipping, no tax. Go get your bundles. They got everything you need. Let them make you look like the star that you are. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Check them out.
All right, so I want to thank you guys again for tuning into the What is TWS podcast. Just keep rocking with us. You know, this is episode whatever, but we ain't going to stop here. We got a lot of more content coming to you soon.
Started from the living room, now we here.
Check us out. Stay tuned. We got Educated Ignorance coming out to you real soon. All content from A Flan and Rich production all the time.
Hey, so until we speak again, ladies and gentlemen, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.